A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. In dreams you will lose your heartache. Whatever you wish for, you keep.
What was that? Brian McTavish is here, senior writer at Thinking Bigger Business Media. What was that?
I think that's Cinderella singing about how a dream is a wish that her heart makes. And that's a little bird friend, you know, in these Disney films.
You know, you get that wistful tone in your voice. It just sends me right into that wistful territory myself.
Let's go there.
Let's go there.
Hey, as far as, did you make a wish for that brand new computer screen I see here in front of me?
Boy, I don't know. It's not positioned where I'd like it to be, though.
It's a big issue here in the
staff.
It's huge. You've upgraded. I mean, I guess. You deserve it.
I need something.
You definitely do. Well, why are we discussing dreams?
Please explain.
And Cinderella became a princess, right? Mm-hmm. When the prince put her foot in the slipper.
I think that's right.
Right. Well, this is all to sort of get us to the Kansas City holiday season icon, Kansas City's very own Fairy Princess. Kids can visit with the Fairy Princess following Saturday's 6 p.m. lighting ceremony at Zona Rosa north of the river at I-29 and Berry Road for a nominal fee. Why not Santa Claus?
Why aren't we talking about
Santa
Claus?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. You mentioned Santa Claus. I didn't want to go there, but you took me there. That's what you do with me. You take me by the hand, okay?
Yeah.
How come you never see the Fairy Princess and Santa Claus together?
Great question. That's a great question.
I don't think we have the answer. I don't know why I'm suspicious, but it makes me suspicious. I don't even know what that means. I just want to see him together.
I don't know what that means either.
Well, I mean, who really wants to hang with Santa? I mean, you know, he's sort of a...
I like Santa.
Well, I like Santa, too, and he'll be a crown center before you know it. But anyway, now's a chance. Starting Saturday and for most days, continuing through December 5 at Zona Rosa, you can sit on the Fairy Princess's lap. She'll wave her magic wand, and if it's anything like she used to do years ago, and I'm sure it is, a small gift will slide down a chute, and the little child will get it and take it home and have a good time with it. It's a heart-melting thing.
Talk about heart melting. My goodness. What a transition. I just fell out of my chair.
It's the Oz Man. It's Ozzy. Right. Well, that's Iron Man. And these will be Iron Men in effect, mechanical Iron Men, when the monster trucks return to Kemper Arena. Automotive spectacle and, let's hope, plenty of carnage.
Who goes to these things?
For the whole family, Steve.
It's been money for this.
The whole family, Steve.
I've never understood this monster truck thing. Never quite. There's a whole sexual dynamic going on that I can't even begin to explain with this monster truck thing. That's a subject for our show Monday. We'll go there Monday.
Well, I'm almost speechless.
Yes,
almost.
There's something going on there.
Well, let's talk about it briefly.
No, I'm not going to talk
about it. I'll talk about it. 7:30 Friday night, 7:30 Saturday night, and 2 o'clock Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday, 4 shows in all, Kemper Arena.
It's just strange, isn't it?
No.
Strange.
Let me try to put this in perspective. Think you're a kid. You've got these Hot Wheels or you've got these Tonka trucks.
But adults?
I think you're drawing a line that isn't necessarily needed.
Well, I just state the obvious here, boss.
Let me state the counter-obvious. Fire-breathing dinosaur Megasaurus, okay? Three stories tall, 50,000 pounds.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, we kind of agree in a strange way. Monster trucks called Bigfoot and Bounty Hunter and Scarlet Bandit and Smashosaurus.
That's my point.
How about a pro arena tough truck called Bam Bam? Hey, weren't you a fan of the Flintstones? Bam Bam!
Okay,
Bam
Bam. That's a Kemper this weekend, right?
Absolutely.
La vida de un millonario. La tuve un día y me pude gastar. Mucho dinero, tequila y amor. Con mis amigos.
And who do we have here?
Well, we have an interesting duet between Alejandro Fernandez and Rod Stewart singing, unless you know Spanish, you don't know, Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. That's one of Alejandro Fernandez's pop hits. He's done lots of duets, lots of crossover success for the Latin Grammy winner who will sing Rancheras and his many pop hits at 8 o'clock Saturday night at the Sprint Center. He started out very organically doing folk music, but he's, you know, and he'll put on a big show, but he's kind of bigger than ever with lots of fans. Check it out, Saturday, Sprint Center.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
Johnny's firing up his Coleman grill. We got 24 tall boys on the chill. Yeah, 14 of them's mine. A little Marshall Tucker on the radio.
You just love your country, don't you?
Just love it.
Kansas City loves
like that
its country,
you.
Steve.
You're right, that's right.
Yeah, you're not too crazy.
Like that. That's the one thing I like about you.
Well, only one thing. I thought there were at least two things.
No,
I thought you liked that mustard truck addiction I have. Okay,
that's crazy.
Lee Bryce, we're hearing. He's the headliner before he shows up doing his country thing 7:30 at the Saturday at the Midland. Cassidy Pope and a band called American Young will also be on stage that Saturday at the Midland. Hey, real quick, Lee Bryce, no cowboy hat for this guy. Trademark turnaround ball cap. That's his current hit, Parking Lot Party. He does 200 shows a year. He writes a lot of fun songs, and people have fun when he's in the room.
The worst of the worst,
the most hated and cursed,
is the one that we call Scrooge.
Yeah. Unkind as any,
and the wrath of many.
This is Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, there goes Mr.
I think we know what we're talking about here.
Well, that's a little Muppet fun, but they're singing about Scrooge. And
yes,
hey,
they are.
Scrooge is the star of the show. For A Christmas Carol, the holiday classic by Charles Dickens, actually opens Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and continues for the better part, probably through the end of December, if
yes,
not beyond.
Does. Yes, it does.
Just a note, this is at Kansas City Repertory Theater on the UMKC campus, not downtown. You know, so it's time for God Bless Us Everyone and Bah Humbug. And my favorite Scrooge line, are there no prisons? Oh, what a terrible man. But he is reclaimed by the end. And once again, I want to say, I believe it's Gary Neal Johnson who reprises his
and
role.
A great actor.
Oh, absolutely. 33rd season of doing this show. Not for him. I don't think he's made it quite that long. But hey, quick note. Not on the weekend, but on December 4, that's a weeknight, I think. First 500 folks admitted to the show get what? A free Scrooge bobblehead.
Okay. You didn't mention either of the events I'm trying to get to
this
weekend. Iris DeMent is at Knuckleheads tomorrow night. Love her. It's sold out.
Yeah.
Been sold out for a while. Love Iris DeMent.
She's great.
Yes. And then Kenny Barron, the great jazz pianist, tomorrow night at the Folly Theater. I'm going to try real hard to get there.
I rely on these picks. Thank you, my friend.
That's Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. Tomorrow on the show, a very different atmosphere here. We recall the assassination of President Kennedy on its 50th anniversary. We'll visit our Facebook page to share your memories of that day. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.